Buckeye Career Center names the December Student of the Month recipients. Good morning with your WTUZ 9 o'clock news. I'm Mary Alice. Two high school students were chosen for the honor for demonstrating December's core value of creativity, and an adult education student was also selected. On December's Female Student of the Month is pharmacy technician Mary Gomez, who is from Dover and is currently working at Park Village. And then December's Male Student of the Month is Wyatt Baker, an energy operations senior from Claymont High School. And then December's Adult Student is cosmetology student Juanita Denmark, from Canton. And the three were honored at the December Buckeye Career Center Board of Education meeting and also received photo banners to commemorate that honor. Thousands of Ohio children are spending their holidays in the care of relatives, and while kinship caregivers can be a blessing for families in crisis, these caregivers often are burdened with unplanned expenses, and these caregivers often are also thrust into the situation and have to cover the cost of raising a child. And Kara Weil of Medina is caring for her stepson's three young children and says that food, clothing, and child care can add up.
The little money that I'd get really is just a little drop in the bucket for what we have to put out for these children. We want to be there and do the right thing, but at the same time, it is a hardship on my family. And I don't think people really realize what some people are actually going through.
Kinship providers must also be at or below 200% of the federal poverty level to qualify for any child care assistance. And Medina County Department of Job and Family Services Director Jeff Felton says that if signed by Governor John Kasich, House Bill 541 would provide flexibility to the child care program so that more kin care providers of higher incomes can qualify.
We think it's a worthwhile investment because it keeps children with people they know. We're asking these grandparents and other kin to step up and care for their related children. And we say thank you, and you're kind of on your own, and we create poverty that way. We create a lot of financial strain.
And in Ohio, at least 113,000 children are living with an extended family member in kinship care. Then taking a look at state news, early Saturday morning, the Akron-Canton Regional Food Bank welcomed 200 race participants for its sixth annual Selfless L5K. And some were dressed as Santa's helpers, others as beloved holiday characters, with everyone celebrating the spirit of the holiday season. And that event will eventually help the food bank distribute more than 265,000 meals to its network of nearly 500 pantries, hot meal sites, shelters, backpack programs, and other hunger relief programs, all within an 8-county service area. And overall, top female runner was Kaylee Zagst, 14, of Canton. And then the top male runner was Max McAdams, 15, of Medina. And that's a look at your 9 o'clock news report. Stay tuned. We'll have your Z Country forecast coming up right after a word from our sponsor, the First National Bank of Denison, with offices in Denison, Dover, Janayton Hutt in the South Side, and Shunbrunn in New Philadelphia.
This is Nicole Zesiger, president of the First National Bank of Denison. As I travel through our county, I am always reminded of how blessed we are to live here and how hard people work to make it better. Our schools, churches, and community groups have always worked to improve our lives and the lives of the next generation. And all of us here at the First National Bank of Denison believe in that idea. We believe that a great community bank should be focused on making our lives better and more productive. That's why we want to be your first choice when it comes to borrowing money. We also want to be your first choice for convenient banking. We offer safe, secure, online banking, as well as our new app for your smartphone. I'm Nicole Zesiger, president of the First National Bank of Denison, and I'm proud to tell you that we see a bright future for this area. We invite you to join us in this vision. Come see us at any of our local offices or online at fnbdenison.com.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Mostly cloudy today, a bit breezy with a high temperature this afternoon in the middle 30s. Tonight, variably cloudy and cold, low temperature 24. Doesn't look like we'll have a white Christmas this year, but maybe just a few stray flurries popping up Tuesday afternoon with a mostly cloudy sky on Christmas Day. Look for high temperatures in the middle 30s. Partly sunny on Wednesday, a morning low of 27, afternoon high in the lower 40s. Rain will develop late day Thursday with a high of 49. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
99.9 WTUZ.